Business has ups and downs, and this is one of those moments in time. It won't always be like this, but how you play out now is really going to have a big influence in how you play out in the future. All right, so welcome back. In today's episode, I'm just going to lay out some thoughts. I wrote an article on my website that you can go check out, mammothforplumbers.com, and it goes over this stuff as well, maybe in a bit more of a cohesive fashion, but largely, I mean, it doesn't matter where you go looking. If you talk to your colleagues or if you look in Facebook groups or whatever, you will find a lot of people going, I can't get the phone to ring. And that's kind of the market we're in right now. So one of the biggest things to remember is that business is hard. So let me tell you what I think is going on. So there's no denying that demand is down. There's a screenshot on my website, mammothforplumbers.com, where you can go and see what the graph looks like for Plumber Near Me. Plumber Near Me is the lowest it's been in 3 years. But that shouldn't really be a surprise when you think about what was going on 3 years ago. We had COVID hitting, everybody was at home, everybody was getting work done that they maybe were ignoring. But on top of that, there's a lot of extra money in the market, money that no one anticipated hitting the market. So when business is good and when it looks like a market is ready to be taken, what happens? People go into business. So, and a lot of you did. I've talked to a lot of companies that started in the last like 3 year timeframe. Like it's about 1 to 3 years, there was just a massive influx of companies into the market. And you might be one of them, or you're one that existed before, which, you know, that has some strengths if you were there before this period. So what ended up going on is the demand rose with all that money and with the situations that we had. But if you take a look at the graph, things start to trend down. And then we just passed one of the lowest Februaries that we've seen in 3 years. And a lot of you felt it. And this does have some exceptions, like some markets are insulated a little bit more than others. Some companies are just finding a good hole and filling it, basically. And others are just in a market that's hyper-competitive and it's a tooth and nail fight right now. And we feel it because we market these companies, right? So, But it's not consistent across the board. Like different pockets of the U.S. are hurting more than others. So you might be in a hurt zone, you might not be. But this is also why make sure you aren't comparing your business to somebody else's in a different market, or even just in a different situation, even in the same market that you know, as you talk to others. I think it's really good to talk to other business owners and other plumbing company owners, so that way you know you have a better idea of what's happening in the market. But you have to be very careful about assuming that your situation is exactly like theirs for a number of reasons. You might be better off because you're awesome at running a business. They might be terrible at it, and so things seem more dire for them. Or the opposite may be happening. You may be really early in your business journey and trying to figure things out, which is normal and natural, and they might be 20 years in and have a huge backlog of existing customers who are looking for them. And that helps float them because that's work that's just going to come in. If you aren't in that step of the road, like you're going to have to like really fight harder than them to keep the revenue flowing. So you had a whole bunch of plumbers enter the market. Now we've had demand dip. So now it's a crowded marketplace, right? So what you've got is a bunch of companies out there that you are fighting with, and they're all getting antsy. So you're all spending money, usually into lead generation and PPC, because that's the sugar bomb that you got. I was on a consult the other day and the guy made that connection. He was going, man, it's like a sugar rush when you get a PPC lead. And it works out, right? And so what has ended up happening is you've all started to depend on that to build your business. And that has put you in a precarious situation. Now you're absolutely at the mercy of one marketplace, unless you've been in business for a while. Then you have the marketplace of your existing customers to help float you for a bit. but every company is looking at growing. If you aren't growing, you're dying, that sort of thing, right? So I think that the industry got drunk on Google. They got drunk on PPC leads, okay? You got this big head rush. You're like, wow, okay, cool. We just need to do this. The problem is you didn't pivot into brand building. So the thing about PPC is you always have to remember that the people who call you have no loyalty to you. Maybe every now and then, but for the most part, the only reason why they're Googling plumber near me in the first place is because they don't know who to call. So here's what I think you should do. If you have the budget to fight on PPC, sure, go for it. Because you can collect the customer and then you've got the lifetime value of that. And if you're a good company, which if you're listening to this, you probably are, then you have a runway, right? You can survive for a while. You can collect the money and the revenue from that customer on the next job or the next job. They're going to call you 2 to 3 times out of the year. And so that money comes in stacks because you only have to pay for that person once, provided they're a good customer and you're a good company. So you've got that. But a lot of you can't afford PPC right now and you need the revenue. So you have to play a different game. What I recommend you do is stop trying to fight the same way you've always fought if it's not working anymore. Pivot. Because you're relying so much on the person who has no plumber. But what if you could engineer a way so that way you are not just a plumber on a list, but you were the plumber that they were looking for in the first place. And then suddenly they're not going to Google to search for a plumber. They're just coming to you because they like you. And this is going into the foundations of psychology within advertising, which even the marketing industry seems to forget. There was a time where digital marketing wasn't a thing and we weren't counting clicks. We were casting messages out into the open air and hoping they landed on the right ears and eyeballs. Now that is not exactly what I'm recommending. What I'm recommending though, is that you dovetail back to a brand building approach. And there's a number of like nuances to this, but the overall idea is run Facebook ads, YouTube ads, display ads, mailers, do events, be a presence. Don't be a plumber on a list where they get to choose out of 7 to 8 other plumbers, or you're hoping that you're one of the 3 in the organic list that they pay attention to. Not when you're sitting in a market of 30 plumbers. Instead, go out ahead of the market, build the connection, and build yourself the runway that you want, because PPC is not performing the way that you think it should. And you got to remember, PPC is an auction. You're always going to pay top dollar for whatever spot you want to be in. It's just the way it goes. And that's how Google makes their money. So the idea would be to run ads ahead of the market. So that way you're building such a strong relationship with them. It's no different than any other human to human thing. And that's what people really buy into. They buy into the emotion and they buy into being human. And a lot of you are ignoring the humanity of your marketing for PPC, which is, it's arguably hard to maintain humanity on something that's so robot driven. You can't really craft much messaging. They go to a landing page and there you have an opportunity, but that's still one click for $60 when you could reach 400 people one time a day for the same price. So I think that you need to dovetail your budget. Move it. Move it into things like YouTube and Facebook in order to make sure that people know of you. You have to remember that the best known plumber in a market is always going to win out in the end because they're trusted. Why would you call anywhere else? And you also have to remember that when you get a customer that way, it's because you're part of the chatter. You're part of the whirlwind and the zeitgeist of media that they experience. Now, there's another thing that's sort of happening is it's 2024, which means we have an election year. Advertising is going to get more expensive and the market is going to sort of be a little bit harder to move because of that. So it's kind of this weird zone of a perfect storm. But I still think that brand building is the way to go. And if you want actually a really good cross-section or a really good analysis of how brand building works, watch the political advertising. I used to run political ads on a local, or well, statewide level, and they are all brand building. They are kissing babies, shaking hands, door knocking, mailers, television ads, radio ads. There's no calls. There's no leads with it. They work off of databases and things like that, same way you do, but for the most part, it's pure influence and positioning. And that is marketing at its core. And I think as an industry, plumbing has kind of forgotten that. But on the flip side, thinking about it, that means that that leaves an open hole for you to come in, position your company, say, this is who I am, this is who I serve, this is how I do it. Trust me. That way, when somebody wakes up and they find out that they've got a problem that they need a plumber for, they're not going to Google. They're just going to you. So, but you have to saturate the market because you have to build that relationship and you have to build that inroad. I talk a lot about this because it's really important. And it's, I think, one of the main things that people are forgetting about. So what this does, PPC is the call today. Branding, brand awareness, making yourself known, that engineers the calls for tomorrow. Because tomorrow you're going to wake up and it's going to be today. But it would sure be nice if you didn't have to pay $500 a lead. And instead, you're building an influence in your market and in your territory. So quick thing about that, though, is I do find that, especially for smaller companies, you have a tendency to spread yourself too thin. You want high frequency on your side, and you want to pick and choose your territory. So shrink your buys down in by geography and who you're going after, and then you're going to hit your target market, have a good message to go with it, appeal to your market, and offers tend to work pretty well, especially if you have something that you can send them and give them to say, hey, we want this. So like the idea would be you have an offer, they go to your landing page to fill it out. Like, so you make them aware through the advertisement, they hit your landing page, they fill that, you do the trade of their email for your offer. You email them an image, a code, whatever, that allows them to activate that offer. They're gonna keep that around, and then when they wake up and they have a plumbing problem, they're gonna remember they had an offer that they can activate, so they call you. So you're engineering that lead for later. On top of that, run retargeting on those pages. That is also a big component of this, because you got that person to click, now you wanna hammer them with ads everywhere. Because once you get them on a website, you can then say, cool, we're going to follow you on YouTube. We're going to follow you on the recipe blog that you keep like looking up. We're going to follow you on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. We're going to show up on your TV. All of this is a possibility. And what this does is it sinks your company into their head so strongly, they can't ignore you and they like you more. So that's my recommendation for that. Now, but what happens to the market? Let's talk about the longer term. Like, let's assume you take all of my advice and you do what I recommend. So then you have the fact that the market will readjust. So if you take my advice and you do what I think you need to do, chances are you're going to survive and you're going to scoop up the customers of anyone who's lost their plumber because they're going to go out of business. Because you got to remember that most of the companies that are built in an easy market don't survive. They are all those chucking of trucks that are all trying to scramble at PPC or LSA and all this stuff. They are going to drop out of the market and the market will restabilize. Will it become as cheap as it was? Probably not, because Google's got metrics to make, right? But will your company grow and thrive after that? Absolutely. If you own a piece of the pie that grew in a small pie, when that pie grows big, you own the same percentage. And you've just grown dramatically. The market will come back. You just got to wait for it. This is one of the hard points about business. I've seen two major recessions on a statewide and a national level before. And I was in marketing at the time on both. So the companies that thrived through and after were the ones who stayed the course and they stayed consistent. They stuck to their business model. If they had to contract, they contracted, but they didn't change the way that they built their business because they decided not to contract. which is what I see a lot of people do too. I see a lot of people avoiding laying somebody off or not purchasing something or taking a big bonus, or, you know, avoiding not taking their big bonus because the market contracted. And so what do? They start cutting things they need. And of course, marketing is always one of those things that gets eyeballed. I get it. I totally understand that. But it's one of the worst things you can cut, because if you aren't talking to a market, you do two things. One, you die. Like you go dark. Nobody knows you exist because somebody else is marketing to those people and they are going to pick up those customers. It's just awareness, and there's only so many thoughts somebody can keep in their brain and so many companies that people keep in their heads. So now the last thing that I wanted to say here is, like I said, business is hard and this is part of the game. Going through the ups and downs, being prepared for the ups and downs as best as you can. You're going to get sideswiped in business. It happens all the time, but that is part of what we do. Now, if you're resilient and if you keep on going and if you don't back out, if you stay in the fight, well, you're going to be a better person. Your company's going to be full of better people at the end of it, and you're going to be able to build a business. There's no market that I've seen that you can't build a business. So if you stay in this, everyone's going to be awesome as you go through. So I hope this gives you a little bit of a pep talk. If you want to talk one-on-one with me or somebody on my team, go ahead and go to tylerwilliams.net or Mammoth for Plumbers if you want to go check out the agency. And you can schedule a consult on both those sites. It's straight to my schedule or my team's schedule. So you have a good one. Thanks for listening.